Thanks again to our panel. And as we prepare for our last panel of the conference, it's our judges panel. I'll remind folks that if you have questions, you can submit them outside at the administrative table or to the email address that we circulated earlier today. And if you need that email address, you can also see the folks outside. But first, our moderator for the judges panel is Deborah Williamson. For more than 30 years, clients have turned to Deborah Williamson for leadership and advice on bankruptcy and restructuring matters. Deborah is a national leader in bankruptcy law, and she leverages her experience and insight to advise clients across industries on counterparty risk, bankruptcy litigation, and asset acquisition. And now our judges, we have four esteemed judges on our panel this afternoon. Judge Chris Bradley, who sits in the Bankruptcy Court for the Western District of Texas in Austin. Judge Scott Everett, who sits in the Northern District of Texas in Dallas. Judge Alfredo Perez, who sits in the Southern District of Texas in Houston. And Chief Judge Brenda Rhodes, who sits in the Eastern District of Texas in Plano. Please help me welcome our panel.
Thank you, and thank you everyone for staying to the last panel. We appreciate it very much. I'm going to give a couple of disclaimers. I've already been told by Judge Rhodes I'm going to lose control of the panel. So be prepared for me to like step aside and let them talk. Second, when we were getting ready for this panel, the decision was made that we're not going to talk about theoretical things. We're going to be practical. We're going to talk about how you are better in their courtroom, how you can be more effective in their courtroom, and how you don't stand there and kind of go, oh, I can't believe I just did that. That's kind of what we're going to focus on here. And with the first question, I'm going to go very practical. Judge Perez, when you were on the other side of the bench, you were a very effective use of PowerPoint. You did it in openings, you did it in closings. If you were giving suggestions to our audience today, what would you say to them about whether or not to use a PowerPoint, and if so, how to use it effectively?
All right. Good morning. I really like to have the key points in a presentation highlighted. I think you can assume that I've read everything before I've come on the bench, and a lot of times when you're reading a lot of stuff, you don't really focus on what the lawyer wants you to focus on. So for me, I think it's very important to highlight, not read, not, you know, go through it, but really highlight the, you know, three or four key points that are the most important that you think are going to be the most persuasive with the judge. And I've kind of always done that. And I think that when somebody stands up and said, here's the key issues, that's what you focus on, that's what you take away.
Judge Rhodes?
So facts matter. I heard that from Judge Lopez earlier this morning, right? And I think that's important. First of all, I think it's very important to organize your closing and opening, whether you do it in a PowerPoint or just orally or otherwise. At the end of the day, you want your opening and closing to be succinct, to state what the law is that is applicable, especially if there's a dispute, but also then get into the specific details, for example, the facts that relate to your legal issue. And I think one of the things our lawyers, I think, always do a pretty good job of is the law, stating what the law is, what the case is said, etc. But sometimes it's the facts. What are the facts that support your position, right? So it's getting into the details, but I like very succinct opening and then a closing that's used to kind of wrap everything up, but something that is organized, that states what is it you have to prove, and then in the closing, what did you prove? What are the facts? What was the evidence? And I think that's the most effective way to get the ruling that you want right then and there.